From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Several public labor unions want to fight Utah's new ban on collective bargaining at the ballot box. KUER's Martha Harris has more.
Despite opposition, state lawmakers approved the bill, and Governor Spencer Cox signed it into law in February. Now, a group of eight unions representing educators, healthcare workers, law enforcement, and other employees are pushing a ballot referendum to overturn it. Renee Pinckney is president of the Utah Education Association. She says state leaders didn't listen to the people.
And we believe that we, the people, should be able to weigh in and have our voice heard by voting on the referendum to repeal HB 267.
But getting on the ballot isn't easy. The groups must collect more than 140,000 signatures from Utah voters, and they would only have 30 days. Carlos Vasquez is the vice president of the local chapter of Teamsters.
I think you will quickly see that we'll blow those numbers out of the water. I think the public is ready for this. I think they're chomping at the bit to do something.
While the group tried to file the paperwork on Wednesday, the lieutenant governor's office says they will have to wait until after the legislative session ends on Friday. If they are successful, Utah voters would have the final say in 2026. Martha Harris, KUER News.
Utah lawmakers have cut all funding specifically for sexual assault prevention from the state budget. They say this includes money for rape crisis centers and different prevention services. Bethany Crisp is with the Utah Coalition Against Sexual Assault. She's concerned about what will happen without these programs.
In a state that already has high rates of sexual assault, we're worried that this will have catastrophic results for our communities and ultimately make our community less safe.
The legislature has funded the programs for several years. The coalition says lawmakers did not give a clear reason why the funding was cut. The legislature will need to finalize the state budget before the session ends tomorrow. The Better Business Bureau says investment scams remained the riskiest type of scam in 2024. That includes fake cryptocurrency investment, according to the Bureau's latest report. This con involves the scammer building a relationship with the victim. Then they convince them to invest on a fake platform. 80% of people targeted said they lost money to the scam. In its report, the Bureau assessed a scam's risk based on how prevalent it is, how likely people were to lose money, and how much victims lost. Employment and romance scams came in second and third for riskiest fraud schemes for victims. The Los Angeles fires were some of the country's most deadly and destructive, but many communities face similar risks. A new report by Montana-based Headwaters Economics found 1,100 cities in 32 states have cause for concern. Kelly Pale is the lead author.
I think the key will be a shift in how we think about wildfire from not just reacting and responding, but preparing in advance.
Nearly half of the cities are in the West, but Texas and Florida have 300 locations between them. Pale says one of the most impactful preventive measures is building and retrofitting homes to protect them from flying embers. You're listening to KUER News.